Class will be seated and come to order. Put your right hand over your heart and pledge allegiance to the Stars and Stripes of Swing. It's the Coltrane Railroad Podcast featuring Katie Bowser, Chris Donahue, and the Coltrane Railroad Quartet featuring the triumphant return of Shorty Peppertone. And I see that chewing gum. Bring it up here and hand it to me. All aboard!
Coltrane Railroad Podcast number 6 is here.
Wow, the last summer podcast.
We have fulfilled our contractual obligation
with
to ourselves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. ourselves.
It's Chris, also the end of summer.
Yeah, and that kind of makes me sad, Chris. I mean, it's been really fun doing the podcast. And, you know, it means that the ice cream truck isn't coming anymore. Mm-hmm. And it means no more going to the pool.
Mm-hmm. I won't miss the pool as much as I'll miss the ice cream truck.
What do you mean?
Well, it gets pretty competitive down there at the Y. My daughters like to go, but I'm just not a pool guy. I'm normally clawing my way to umbrella space there on the deck. But Minty and Milkshake love it so much, and they bring their goggles, and they romp, and they have a great time.
Yeah, I like to take my floaties myself, you know. So, no more pool, but I have to tell you, this is the time of year when you get new school supplies.
It is.
I love new school supplies.
Pencils. And books, and teachers, dirty looks, the whole shoot and match, right?
Yeah. And a new box of crayons.
New lunchbox, maybe? New
lunchbox, heck yeah. New
mm-hmm.
socks.
Mm-hmm. And it's also time for getting up early again, because school has started.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that in a little bit when we play our new song, which is about getting up early.
That is a bonus to being the last podcast. We get to play our new song that nobody has ever heard,
mm-hmm.
except us.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I brought another song for you to hear today.
Oh, fantastic. What's it about?
It is about coffee, which all kids love.
Coffee tastes like dirt when you're a kid.
Yes, but your parents are in a much better mood when they've had their morning cup of coffee, so you do learn to appreciate it as a kid.
That makes very good sense.
Mm-hmm. And coincidentally enough, the sponsor of this podcast is Ugly Mugs Coffee and Tea, which is located in East Nashville, right here where we live.
Which is one of my favorite places.
They have expertly made coffee drinks, tea, beverages of all kinds, juices, water, etc.
Cocoa. And they've got that really fun place for kids to hang out. It's kind of got lots of little kid stuff, but big kids hang out there too.
Yeah,
I've been known to hang out there.
In your floaties?
No, because if you got your floaties, you probably got your swimsuit, and they got air conditioning and Ugly Mugs. It just get chilly.
Well, I brought a very appropriate song called 40 Cups of Coffee.
That is an awful lot of coffee.
It would make my mouth very dry if I had that much coffee.
Yeah, it would make my heart go pitter-patter.
The character in the song is waiting for someone to come home.
Maybe that someone was at their friend's house, and they were supposed to be home by dinner time, and they forgot.
Well, see, where I come from, I think detention.
Uh-oh.
Like somebody got held back after school, you know?
Oh.
Well, in any case, here's Ella Mae Morse singing about 40 cups of coffee on my phonograph. Dig it.
Dig it.
And start to combing out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. A quarter to 12, you're still not in. The way you run around is the dark on the sin. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. A quarter to 3, I start watching the clock. The phone won't ring, so I'm waiting for your knock. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. I'm glad you're still alive. I drank 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee, but I'm glad you finally came home.
Well, apparently Ella Mae Morse drank 40 cups of coffee. But what we don't know from that song is whether she drank 40 cups of coffee per hour or...
Just 40 cups of coffee?
Just 40 cups of coffee.
You know, only 40 cups of coffee. She's probably still shaking, and I think this was recorded in the 40s.
Yes, a note to our younger listeners. Drinking too much coffee does make you very, very jittery.
It's like having a whole lot of sugar.
Right. So 40 cups of coffee per day is not even a good idea.
It's a bad idea.
I would say 4. That's about what I do per day. 4. In the meantime, at least 2 of my daily cups of coffee come from Ugly Mug's Coffee and Tea.
And kids in Nashville, you might not know this, but when your parents drop you off at school, they go to Ugly Mug's afterwards.
Yes, we used to compete for umbrella space. Now we compete for position in line at Ugly Mug's.
It's all very friendly.
In the fall.
Neighborly.
Now it's time for our advertisement. And I see that Ralston's got some people in there with him that I don't recognize.
And you know?
And I'm hearing a bit of a brouhaha out in the waiting room, too.
A brouhaha.
So.
And I don't know if that's just people.
Was that Was that a rooster? No.
Wait,
couldn't have been.
He might have a surprise going on.
All right, well, let's see what Ralston's got first here. And now it's time for a word from our sponsor, Ralston.
On the corner of Eastland and Chapel sits a mug. That is ugly. And though its countenance be strange, its beverages are most lovely. For in this neighborhood coffee shop, so perky, bright, and lively, you'll find every sort of latte, cappuccino, mocha, and brevi, all prepared for you with love by baristas hip and savvy. Well, look who's here this morning for their daily cup of joe. Some musicians getting tanked up for a day on Music Row. There are preschoolers and moms and dads with newspapers in tow. And over in the corner, a certain Miss Paltrow. Yes, Gwyneth, it's true. We filtered, pulled, and percolated only the finest smoky brews. And though our neighbors may all shuffle in, they bounce off like kangaroos. And you will too. Ugly Mug's Coffee and Tea is located at 1886 Eastland Avenue in East Nashville. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the weekends. Telephone 615-915-0675, www.uglymugsnashville.com.
Hey, that was interesting. It almost had a Wizard of Oz quality to it.
Those low voices are what my dad sounded like before he had his coffee in the morning.
Yeah, no joke. Those voices would get me up in the morning, that's for sure.
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
I talked to my buddy Evan.
Did you?
I did.
How old is he?
He's 3 years old, which means he absolutely loves to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, his parents don't love to wake up quite as early, so they made a deal with Evan, and Evan and I talked about it.
Shall I play it?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Hey, when do you get up in the morning?
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock? Do you ever get up before 7 o'clock?
No.
What do you do if you wake up in the morning and Mommy and Daddy aren't out of bed yet?
I wait.
You wait?
Yeah.
When do you wait until?
I wait until the first number says 7.
Katie, would you say that Evan jumps at 7?
I would say that if Evan had heard our new song, Jump at 7, then he would in fact jump at 7.
I think he's going to dig it.
I hope so.
Here's the reason. Did I tell you that Shorty Peppertone is back from Bolivia?
Shorty Peppertone.
He's back from Bolivia.
You're kidding.
And so you will hear Mr. John Westbury on the drums and Shorty Peppertone on guitar. And I got my bass here. Katie, you ready to sing?
I'm going
to
sing.
All right. And wait a minute. I keep imagining I'm hearing a rooster. Do you hear that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's making me crazy. Well, let's play the song anyway.
Let's.
Jump at 7, the Coltrane Railroad Quartet. Dig it.
Dig it. Hey, wake up. The sun beat us to it. What on earth are you lying there for? You've been dreaming while I've been scheming about a way to get your feet on the floor. You'll end up in a tizzy and me a little dizzy. It's gonna get busy at the foot of this bed when I jump at 7.
We start playing a song and a barnyard erupts.
There's chickens and roosters and dogs.
Oh my gosh. Well,
good
hey.
Times.
Hey,
well, hey, while Chris wrangles the animals here, I wanted to tell you that if you want to find out more about Coal Train Railroad, you can go to www.coal, C-O-A-L, like you put in a train, railroad.com.
It's chicken-tastic.
I've always wanted a chicken. Okay, we'll see you guys later.
See you on a future podcast sometime. Dig it.
Woohoo, dig it. Bye.